Next case is case number 17780. This is an application of SM Energy Company for an order amending the applicable orders for the Ambrose Bakken pool to extend the pool to include 50 feet above the top of the Bakken to 100 feet below the top of the Three Forks formation to authorize up to 4 wells to be drilled in 5 1,280-acre spacing units, sections 16 and 21, 17 and 20, 28 and 33, 29 and 32, 30 and 31, and 163-99 Divide County. All interested parties, please come forward.
Thank you, Madam Examiner. Wade Mann, P.O. Box 2798, Bismarck, North Dakota, appearing in this case on behalf of SM Energy Company, and we'll have three witnesses appearing telephonically in this case: Sean Herringer, Kip Carroll, and Garth Hill. And I will call them now.
Who is the third witness?
Garth Hill.
Okay.
Almost, I just need
the conference
in
start. Okay.
Wade?
Yes.
Okay, we are ready.
Garth there?
I am, yep.
Okay.
Mr. Herringer, are you there?
I'm sorry, did you say Mr. Herringer?
Yes.
Yes, I am.
Do you promise to tell the truth in these cases?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Okay. Sean, can you go ahead and state your name, by whom you are employed, in what capacity, and give us your business address?
Okay, my name is Sean Herringer. I'm employed by SM Energy. I'm a senior landman. Our address is 550 North 31st Street, Suite 500, Billings, Montana, 59001.
Okay. And Sean, you're seeking to amend the orders to redefine the Bakken pool and be allowed to drill up to 4 horizontal wells per 1280 with relief from tool air requirements. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. And let's go ahead and get started with your first exhibit, Exhibit A. Can you walk us through that?
Okay. Basically, Exhibit A identifies 5 1,280-acre spacing units. Sections 16 and 21, 17 and 20, 28 and 33, 29 and 32, and 30 and 31 of 163.99. And then in each one of the boxes, I've identified with the correlating number the ownership for that spacing unit. And in all of these, SM Energy has the majority interest as operator. I don't know if you need me to go through each ownership.
No, I don't think that's necessary. With that, I have no further questions for the land witness, and I would offer to A.
Exhibit is received. Are there questions from the staff? Mr. Carroll, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Do you promise to tell the truth in these cases?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Kip, go ahead and state your name, by whom you are employed, in what capacity, and give us your business address.
Yes, my name is Kip Carroll. I'm a geologist. I'm employed by SM Energy. Our office is at 550 North 31st Street, Suite 500, Billings, Montana, 59101.
And Kip, you've testified before this commission as an expert witness before, is that correct?
Yes, I have.
And you've prepared certain exhibits you intend to sponsor for today's hearing?
Yes, I have.
I would move that the testimony of Mr. Carroll be received as that of an expert.
Motion granted.
Kip, let's go ahead and start with Exhibit B. Can you take us through your exhibit?
Yes, Exhibit B is a structure map on the top of the Three Forks formation. The contour interval is 10 feet. This shows the 5 spacing units that are in Ambrose Field and under consideration this morning. the contours show that we have a uniform south dip into the basin, monoclinal dip across this area of the field. The spacing units also show the five wells that we have already drilled, one per spacing unit to date, with the names of those wells posted along the track of the lateral. Exhibit B also shows a line of cross-section, which will be Exhibit D. Moving on to Exhibit C, showing the same area, this is an isopach of the upper portion of the Three Forks formation, the productive interval in this area. It shows there is very little change in thickness in the upper Three Forks across this area, varying maybe from 12 to 14 feet in total thickness. It looks like the line of cross-section was inadvertently left off of the isopach. Moving to Exhibit D, which is the cross-section, two-well cross-section, referencing that to Exhibit B. It's an east-west section through the area. This shows the Bakken and the upper portion of the Three Forks formation in this area. We are requesting that the formation, Bakken Three Forks formation, be defined in Ambrose Field as 50 feet above the top of the Bakken to 100 feet below the top of the Three Forks, and that interval is indicated by the red bracket on the left side of this cross-section.
And, Kipton, in your opinion, is the additional zone more than 50 feet below the top of the Three Forks formation, is that productive from the same Bakken common source of supply as the currently defined Bakken pool?
Yes, it is, although we are talking about 100 feet below the top of the Three Forks.
Sure. With that, I have no further questions for Mr. Carroll, and I would offer a few exhibits.
Exhibits will be received. Are there questions from the staff?
Tip, the existing wells drilled in each of the spacing units, are they Middle Bakken or are they Three Forks targets?
No, I'm sorry, I didn't mention that. All five of those wells are drilled in the upper Three Forks.
And can you elaborate a little bit on your request for a 100-foot lower limit? What evidence have you reviewed that suggests the Three Forks would be productive at that depth?
We've made some log calculations of really all of the logs, I guess, within the area, and it suggests that there are deeper intervals in the Three Forks that may ultimately be productive.
What kind of well saturations are you finding, and what might be a potential target? What depth?
The interval, looking at the cross-section, the cleaner interval that is approximately 55 to 60 feet below the top of the Three Forks calculates strong oil saturations. I don't recall exactly the water saturations in these specific wells, but it appears that they will be or should be productive and economic in certain portions of this area.
And do you have any timing as far as when you might potentially target something at that depth?
No, we have not. As of this point, we're pretty busy with developing the upper portion of the Three Forks at this time, and we have just one rig working in the area.
So at this point, your four-well scenario would include just upper Three Forks targets and not a middle or lower Three Forks target?
That is correct.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Hill, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Do you promise to tell the truth in these cases?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Garth, go ahead and state your name, by whom you're employed, and in what capacity, and give us your business address.
Hey, my name is Garth Hill. I'm a reservoir engineer working for SM Energy, and my business address is 550 North 31st Street, Suite 500, Billings, Montana, 59101.
And Garth, have you previously testified before this commission as an expert witness?
Yes, I have.
And you prepared certain exhibits you intend to sponsor for today's hearing?
Yes, I did.
Let's go ahead and, or I guess at this time I would move the testimony Mr. Hill be received. Is that a
motion granted?
All right. Let's go ahead and start with Exhibit B. Go ahead and take us through that.
Okay. Exhibit E is an engineering exhibit I prepared that contains various types of information. The first table is reservoir fluid data and volumetrics. This information is pretty similar to what was previously submitted for field rules for Ambrose. The estimated reservoir pressure based on a pressure gradient measured in the area is about 4,200 PSI. Porosity from log calculations used 7% conservatively. Estimated oil saturation is at 70% and H is at 15 in this area. So with 5.7 million barrels calculated in place, with our current type curve for the area making about 365,000 barrels of oil, that's about a 6.4% recovery factor per well. And if we successfully drill four wells per unit, the recovery factor at that same recovery per well would be 25.6% or 1.46 million barrels. I'll just keep moving on. They have the standard disposition of fluids there. Currently, in this field, three of the wells have gas sales, and two of them do not. The two newest wells, the Haugi 1321H and the Waters 428H, do not have gas sales. One Oak put out a press release earlier, I think it was earlier this month. They are bringing in a line to Divide County. As I'm sure you're probably familiar, we are in our final stages of negotiating with One Oak. We just don't have a written agreement yet, but we plan to commit to them our gas gathering for this area. And their estimated time of in-service would be March 2013. And we are on the docket next month for this field as well as two other fields in the area to ask for flaring exemption extensions. And then the last table is just a typical single well economic summary with our current estimated D&C investment of $7.15 million and our recovery of 365,000 barrels of oil, currently assuming no gas sales. With the flat effective oil price of $88 a barrel, their rate of return is 27% and payout is 2.9 years. I've also attached an example or typical wellbore schematic and then the monthly production data for the producing five wells.
Okay. Let's go ahead and move on to Exhibit F then. Can you grab that exhibit for us?
Yes. Exhibit F is a proposed typical four-well development plan for the five spacing units. The spacing unit shown is for the Radnik 1420H in section 17 and 20. The existing well, if you have a color copy, is in red on the western end of the spacing unit within the 1220 setback. We would plan to drill three infills all on the upper three forks, and they would be approximately 1,100 feet apart. The furthest eastern well would be within the 500-foot setback, and our toe and heels would be within the 200-foot setbacks on the ends. We typically attempt to get off-site surface agreements when possible, and when we are successful with that, we will run 7-inch casing in the well up to through the 200-foot setback.
And Garth, with the development plan you've got depicted here and the relief you've requested, would that protect correlative rights, prevent waste, and prevent the drilling of unnecessary wells?
Yes, I believe it would.
No further questions for this witness, and I would offer the exhibits.
Exhibits will be received. Are there questions from the staff?
Garth, this is Bruce Hicks. Will you anticipate using existing wells for multi-well locations, or what is your plan for those?
Yes, we We are attempting to do two-well pads as often as possible. The topography in this area is difficult because of standing water and, you know, ponds and lakes and just poor drainage. So not only for that reason, but also just to have a lower footprint, we've been attempting to add on to existing locations with the intent of not affecting, not having to shut the well in, the existing well in, if possible. We were able to successfully do that with our first infill test in West Ambrose, the Torgerson 1419H spacing unit. So that will be our plan going forward. The current rig we're using can only support two well pads, which is why we're attempting to do that primarily.
Okay, thank you.
All right, that'll conclude our hearing in case 17780.